Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right. Welcome to the first annual, or monthly, or weekly. Well, we don't even know. This might be the new format for the podcast. Welcome to the first real-ass debate off here at the Guest Digital Network. Real-ass podcast. I am your host, as always, Luis J. Gomez. With me, international superstar Zach Amico.
I'm looking forward to it. My mic even on?
No, now it's on. There we go.
Treated with no respect. I am looking forward to do today's bait off.
Yeah, today's bait off. We're going to figure out who is the master debater here at the Gas Digital Network Studios. We have two incredible performers and talented debaters. Zach, what are you most looking forward to tonight?
I'm looking forward to these guys both having to be funny on their toes.
I love it. Very nice. And also, we brought a nice special guest judge in because we did have to have three judges. You know him as a guy who makes incredible spaghetti sauce.
Thank you.
Sometimes he does comedy. If you guys have ever seen some famous people perform, you might have seen him opening up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike Racine. Mike Racine's here. It was very nice when we walked in. Mike Racine goes to Tom Myers. He's like, hey, dude. Hey, Tom, how you doing? And then Tom Myers goes, hey, dude. And then he waited a beat, and then he goes, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, but that was arrogant of me to expect for Tom to know who I am.
It was great for Tom to put you in your fucking place.
Yeah.
Tom came out on fire already. So we have, I'm telling you right now, I did not expect the alphaness out of Tom Myers, moment one, but this is going to be quite the show today.
I believe the term is big dick confidence.
Big dick confidence. He's dressed nice. He looks the part. I'm going to introduce our two amazing competitors here. We're going to get into the debate a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk about some stuff. I want to get to know these guys. I want you guys to be a little bit more emotionally connected to these debaters, and then we're going to get into the debate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tom Myers back to the show.
Thanks for having me. We were supposed to do this at, 11 o'clock this morning?
I think
that was the universe's sign that maybe you probably shouldn't do this
again. We should have just ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that, well, look, I gave
you, you gave me an out.
I gave you an out, and you
I could have taken it.
But you had no fear. That's the beautiful part. You could have easily jumped. This is how we know Tom and Mark both really want to be here, because this morning my flight was delayed and I almost didn't make it at all. But I ended up paying $400 for another flight on Delta specifically to make it for you guys so I can make it this afternoon.
Yeah, Tom and Mark just waited at Dunkin' Donuts for 5 hours.
Yes. 7 hours. they walked around the block.
Yeah. Which is what I do whenever I'm in New York City anyway. Right. So
yeah, yeah, it's fine. Also, his competitor and another very funny comedian who's been on the show many times. Ladies and gentlemen, we checked him, made sure he didn't have a gun, so nobody's getting shot today at the studios. It's Mark Random.
Random.
Random. What's
up, everyone?
He always does correct me every time.
Yeah.
But your name is Mark Random on Twitter, so you can't be mad at me when the thing that people are exposed to the most from you, you...
Who has Random on Twitter, at Random?
I don't know, but it's easier to pull a fucking like Random than, or I mean, it's easier to say Mark Random than Random. Like when you type in Random, it's just fucking insanity.
Unless we address you and then you say it's Random.
Yeah, that's right.
Now there was a moment there.
I'm really happy.
Did everyone see the moment there?
He tried to sneak this.
Here's Random.
You fucking.
This is the real Random.
Doing.
This is nice.
Hey, it's an invitation to join the cryptocurrency forum. Are you sure that's not?
Don't
you?
Worry. When I accomplish what I'm supposed to accomplish in comedy, then. You know, it will be anonymous. It will be all taken off.
What he's supposed to.
Yeah.
Let them go.
I'm happy that I'm only 8 months in and I'm on your level. We're here together.
Oh, shit. Do you believe that, Tom? Do you believe that he's on your level?
Professional level or mental level?
Both. Oh, shit. Tom Myers throwing the heat. Thank you, Shannon, with the sound effects. Shannon is very, very on point today. The graphics, the whole package, everything. It's fucking really, really nice.
That would be kind of a cool way to die, I think. You would get martyred a little bit.
Murdered by Mark Random?
Yeah.
that's the best way to die. I don't know. I feel like people don't remember, like, he's going to get martyred. If he
exactly.
shot up this room, nobody here's famous enough that it would
be... Yeah, I couldn't tell you the name of the Columbine victims,
yeah,
but I could tell you the name of the killer.
Those people in the movie theater?
Mark Random and his friend.
Yeah, but your podcast would get a little spike.
I think so.
It would be on like page B27 of the New York Times or something.
Yeah, I feel like you're throwing heat at me now too. Tom Myers, the gloves are off. He doesn't give a shit.
He's been stewing for 7 hours. Just writing down insults.
Rehearsing this last night and everything. Just right in the mirror, like, I'm going to say this. I'm going to do this.
Look, we have a great, great show planned today. And we are live on YouTube right now. If you guys are, if you're out there watching live, please join in the chat. If you guys have any words of wisdom, any compliments, anything nice to say about either of these competitors, if you put it in the chat, I will be picking certain comments throughout the show. But before we get into the show, okay, we want to get to...
Can Best Compliment get a mug?
Best Compliment 100% gets a mug, and it's going to be the official Real Ass Podcast, Real Ass Debate Off mug with Tom Myers and Random. And the winner of this debate will get 10% of the proceeds from those mugs.
Word, honey.
I swear to God, 10% of the proceeds from those mugs goes to the winner of this debate. All right. Look, we have to talk to you guys. We have to figure out what's going on here. Tom, why did you agree to take this debate?
I still have no idea. I guess because I love the attention, I think.
Did you notice a lot of attention after you were on the Real Ass Podcast last time?
I could tell him why. Go on.
Not really, believe it or not. It's because before I was known as just someone who would just go after people on social media, and now I've tried to do that less and less.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in my own zone pretty much right now. Like, I'm working on new material during my during open mics and stand up gigs. I manage a restaurant. I announce baseball games.
I've got a good life right now. You can literally leave that part out.
I would have put the baseball thing before it.
Yeah, seriously. If I were you, I would say, hey, dude, I'm working on new material. I'm out there on the road. I'm killing it. I'm getting on podcasts. And then leave the day job part out of it. Keep it sexy, Tom.
Unless you're trying to promote the radio show, you should have, or the fucking manager, you should have been like, here's the business. Come eat food there. You can meet Tom Myers.
Well, if they don't eat food there, then I'm not making the business. So
that's true. Okay, so you want people to come to the restaurant.
Yes.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Plaza Mexico.
That's what I was trying to say.
Plaza Mexico. Okay, so guys, go to Plaza Mexico in
Falston, Maryland.
Falston, Maryland. Can you pull up the website?
PlazaMexicoMaryland.com.
PlazaMexicoMaryland.com. Very nice. So you're really proud of this.
Make that your last restaurant to eat at.
There we go. It's a nice website, at least.
Yeah.
This is nice. So Random, why did you agree to this debate?
Because I had to tell Tom Myers that he has a whole legion of Cumtown fans, and I'm barely unknown. And then when the Real Ass Podcast aired on YouTube, mine got so many more views than him.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's true.
Actually, well, if you combine the number of views that you uploaded, combined with the number of views that were uploaded from a bootleg episode, mine was about 23,000 views, and I think his two episodes combined from your upload was about something like 16,500. So that's technically not correct.
I'm sorry, I don't have money to boost it like that. I spend my money.
I didn't use it to boost money. I just did simple. I just did simple math. That doesn't take money.
What do you say to that?
I'm still better than you. I'm better than you in every fucking
way. Ouch.
Better than every comic. You're forgettable. You're set at the stand. No one's going to remember you. I could go on and place you, and no one would fucking know the difference.
I think they would know the difference.
They would leave crying,
I think, is what would happen.
Yeah, there'd be a bunch of Mexicans in the kitchen being like, who is this new manager?
They would see a comic that they enjoy.
Hey, you should wash your hands, man.
They'd see a comic that they enjoy. Fucking stepped on the joke three times, but I'm in the zone to say.
You're in the zone, dude. Don't let us fucking. Here's the thing. The other thing, we're gonna throw you guys off here. It's our job to sort of disrupt your flow a little bit. You guys are probably two of the most together people that I've ever met in my entire life. And if we just let you guys,
Don't know me that well at all.
I know. Well, but what I take from you is that you have it very together. You dress very nice. You got a great job. You're coming. You're traveling all over the world. You're doing your thing. Mark Random, he's almost like a young version of you. Do you maybe see yourself in Mark Random? Is that why you guys don't get along?
Oh dear God. God, no.
No.
I see myself in you sexually, if you want to pay.
He's offering to rape you. I like that.
No,
I honestly like the fact that Random offered to rape him.
I was
going to
show you, but you came early. I have this video of a woman just, I'm going full blast, just on a belt on her clit. I did it last night. That's why I had sleeping issues. But I wanted to show you the video.
Show us the video.
No, I can't do it on air.
Why?
Because that's fucking...
We won't show it to the camera. Show it to us, like, right now.
Yeah. I'm just offering Tom Myers. I do sessions with men, too, and I need money, so...
So you would have gay...
I would... No, not gay sex. I would just choke him and spit on him and whip him, and if he wanted to, like, he could jerk
off.
Yeah,
none of that queer shit.
Yeah.
I do have a suggestion. Mark, if you want to do that...
Random.
Go on Cumtown.
Random.
They'd love you to do that shit to him.
I like this. I like the tension here. We're building up the tension between you guys, and everyone right now in the chat is loving this.
I'm better in the evenings.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. In the morning, you're a little bit too all over the place, you know?
Can I ask you an honest question and not make fun of you?
Yeah.
Are you on medication that you think maybe you're a little more together after a certain time, and sometimes in the morning you're a little scattered?
No, it's reality. One of those things that, like, at night, like, I'm one of those people where, like, nighttime's where, like, I kind of peak and get energized. Morning, I'm just fucking like, ugh, just sucks.
Yeah. So I can tell you're on right now. I feel like you have Tom a little bit shaken. Because usually Tom is fucking all big dick energy.
You know what it is.
He came in at first, but now I feel like he's a little bit intimidated by your alphaness.
But here's why. And when you said Tom came in alpha, it's shown in nature that when an alpha, which is what I am, I'm the god of alpha, obviously, is around other betas, they tend to grow their testosterone as well. So that's why Tom's more alpha than usual.
So he's in a room
just
of,
my presence.
He's in a room of betas and...
I mean, this would be fucking, what's lower than beta? I'm not going to fuck with you guys.
No, don't. I'm just going to stay on point. The gloves are off. You can take shots at anybody you want here.
No, but I'm not.
Look, we have a lot.
I'm in kindness, warm-hearted.
Pretend you're a comedian. Go ahead, take shots.
Oh, shit.
Doing better than you.
Guys, wow.
Oh, he's not a beta. He's a dub beta.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a master dub beta. all right, look. Listen, we're going to get into this debate in a little bit, but what I want to warm you guys up a little bit. In the competitive spirit, we have a few things we want you guys to warm up with. Is that okay?
Comedy is about making people happy, not money and statistics, you fucking egocentrical bitch.
Whoa, Mark, easy.
That didn't sound like yes or no.
Yeah.
I just had to get that out there.
That's true. He wants to... He, you're not going to...
Or as they say at Tom's restaurant, see or no.
See or no.
Comes from the soul.
No mas. No mas. All right, so...
Pinche cabrón.
Here's what we're going to do. First of all, you guys are very similar in size, okay? So I figure the first thing we do is to get it out of the way, because the reality is you guys are two caged animals, and I can tell, like, obviously we're going to do this fun debate, but I can tell you guys really want to go at it physically, okay? So we're going to have you guys fight. Bring in the MMA gloves.
I'm not going to fight.
We're going to have them fight each other. No, we're not really. How great would that be?
No.
See, I wasn't really going to do it, but you would have really been the ultimate alpha if you would have stood up and just punched him right in the face.
I don't believe in fighting. I'm trying to be as... Because I look like the dude who would incite violence, so I'm trying to be as least violent as possible.
You don't look like a guy that would fight. You look like a guy that would show up with a fucking, you know, a pipe bomb that you made.
But my whole deal is I just want to be peaceful and loving and kind, and hopefully nothing bad comes my way.
That's what all. Is this new Mark Random? Whatever happened to you? Wanted to just be a rapist and murder women and fucking eat their skin.
When was that?
I don't know, man. That's what I imagine you said every time
yesterday.
You open your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what he said, right? When's the last time you were in a physical fight, Mark Random?
Oh, God. Maybe my... Do mosh pits count?
No, they don't. That's a mosh pit.
I punched someone in the face in a mosh pit, and then I got slammed on the floor, and I kicked him. Yeah. I have video of it. It's pretty fun.
What concert was it?
It was some place in New Orleans. It was like only a metal band.
Yeah. So that was that. But you haven't been to a real fight.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the thing is I have, there's this dude in Nashville where it's just on with him, like straight beef the moment I see him. And I'm hoping
Nate Bargatze.
No, I'm hoping it's no one anyone knows. It's some, he did something in the 80s where I realized I'm going to hurt him. And
wait, what?
Oh, wait. I had a question because I don't want to.
Weren't you a child? Did a man rape you?
No. Here's I had a question. Is hypothetical threats, is that illegal? Because if I say, and I'm not going to say a threat, then that's illegal. But if I say hypothetically, if X, Y, and Z happened, then I would kill a person. Is that illegal?
I don't know, Shannon. Look that up. Find that out. Maybe that'll be one of the debate topics on today's show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom Marsh, when's the last time you were at a physical confrontation, physical fight?
Physical confrontation, probably in high school.
In high school? What happened?
It was over something stupid.
What was it?
I wish I could remember what it was. This is literally going to be the most boring response.
I feel like Tom knows what it is. He doesn't want to tell what it was.
Because he attacked him so violently. I feel like Tom just wailed on him. The dude was knocked out.
Did you beat his ass?
I bet Tom curb stomped him.
I got my ass kicked.
Oh, you got your ass kicked.
No, you curb stomped
him. That water fountain's whites only. Crack.
He's just being humble. He probably beat the fuck out of the dude.
Maybe.
He curb stomped him.
I was like 110 pounds then, so I was really...
So you were heavier.
I was really bad at sports.
Okay.
Is there like a history here with you guys?
He kept attacking me on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And then
I was making a joke. He made something, a reference about going on a deliverance mission.
Yes, I'm still
so
on
I responded,
mission.
What are you planning on going on a canoe trip and getting fucked in the ass?
No, and then which I said you were the one I who looked like a pedophile. And then you said I looked like a pedophile. And then every single joke I said, just seemed to
guys,
repeat.
Guys,
you do kind of.
You both look like pedophiles.
No, I'm more mass
different
murder.
Types of pedophiles.
Yeah.
Oh, we fit in then.
Yeah.
We fit into the
We should do a gang
then.
Rape with someone. That'd be awesome.
And let's not say we did.
Let's do it and say we didn't.
Let's not say we did.
Let's do it and say we didn't. I'd like to gang rape a chick with Tom.
I feel like, to be honest with you, you guys, you are a better combo than you guys realize.
Yeah.
You two have chemistry.
Yeah.
You guys should do a podcast together.
Look at all the things I say. The things I say towards him are funny, and then the things he says towards me are just reiterations of the same joke. And then I got blocked from Twitter for a day because I said something like, if you died in 9/11, your parents wouldn't consider that a tragedy.
It's a solid burn.
But it's like I got a day ban.
Mark and Tom look like one of those 90s talk show episodes where it's like, my son loves Marilyn Manson.
I tried to set him straight, but
I just turned you gay instead.
All these weird lyrics.
Let's get a couple challenges out of the way to get the juices flowing. The first one, we're going to have you guys arm wrestle. So pull up the music, Shannon, from that 80s movie, Over the Top.
Arm wrestle. Could we not?
What? Mark, it's just a simple random competition.
All right.
Fine, I'll call you random, okay? Yeah. We're going to have you guys arm wrestle. These don't count as actual points. I just want to get the spirit flowing. I want to see you guys fucking competing. And then we're going to get into the actual debate and the real topics, the real issues.
I'm going to let Tom win the arm
don't
wrestle.
Let Tom win. Stop
no,
it.
He's going to get crushed in the debate. Maybe
you know
kill
what?
Himself.
I decided that these all count. These are all points. All right. These are all points in the debate. So
these
every
are all round, half a point.
Yeah, these are actually count. So, here we go. We're going to have you guys set up for your arm wrestle. Go ahead. It's nice. I like it. Neither of you guys have ever done anything physical.
Mark's a southpaw, though.
Is Mark a southpaw?
I need to do two arm wrestles, one with this and then one with that, because this one might be stronger, but then this is...
Yeah. Which arm has all the slices all over it? That's the one I wouldn't want to touch.
Yeah, this one. How do you know they were from me? I just keep that story going. It could be from someone else
when
I was
a
kid.
Somebody tried to murder you by slicing your arm 100 times.
How much more time have we got left on this?
A lot. This is a 3-hour show, Tom. This is a Joe Rogan experience.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, great.
You know the guy I'm better than?
Good. Let's see. You ready, guys?
I could do this one, but I'll just... we're on the table weird.
You guys are good. Let's go.
Yeah. The table is the thing that's weird.
All right. And on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Oh, shit. I mean, they're dead even.
Mark's got him.
Mark ran them off.
Mark won.
And it's his weekend.
I was just holding on the whole time.
And it's his weekend. Wow.
No, I was just like, bitching because I was trying to think
of
something.
Pain of a thousand slices.
Holy shit.
I was trying to think of something funny to say before
I would have never thought that Tom Myers was losing that. Never in a million years.
I have no muscle in this arm.
No, you know he's preserving
you have
his
those,
strength.
I thought those were shoulder muscles and not shoulder pads. So I thought you were coming in all fucking jacked. And it turns out you dress like my mom.
No. Yeah, he has a suit like Shaka Khan.
I didn't realize that.
Tom Myers is preserving his strength for a gang fight. He's going to take 5 people on at once.
Possibly.
He's going to fight.
This wasn't, all right.
I know he's a strong guy.
So is that?
I mean, I had
that's half a point, right?
That's a half a point.
Can we like double the other ones? It's just easier for our visual scoring system to do full points.
Shannon, you can't count halves.
No, but to show it on the screen.
Okay,
it's
so they
be
get
weird.
2 points for
the other one. Yeah,
the other round. Okay.
Okay, so 1 point for random.
That's fair.
Sure, 1 point for random. Beautiful. We got 1 point for random. Wow, we did not see that coming. Tom, do you feel a little bit like him getting the best of you there is going to sort of set the tone for the rest of the day?
No, he let me win. He's good.
Oh, like you said, we have 3 hours, so let's.
That's true.
I'll fucking
let's
do 5 hours.
Get this shit out of the way.
I feel like Tom's not having a fun time anymore.
Because he's good.
Oh, look at that, Shannon! Nice.
Oh,
look at that, Shannon! You gave him a point.
Thank you for using my name.
Look how good Shannon did. You created that all by yourself.
All by myself.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for using random. Great. That was really sweet of you.
All right. The next round is going to be. Both of you guys, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
Kissing contest?
No, we're going to have you guys hit on Shannon. I want to see you guys hit on Shannon. Your best game, you got to convince Shannon.
I don't want to do that.
To go out on a date with you. Random, I've watched you torture women's pussies with your fat cock. Stop being such a pussy, okay? Right. You don't want to do everything. You don't want to arm wrestle, and then dominated him.
Yeah.
Shannon might suck your dick at the end of this round.
I don't want
Shannon to suck your dick?
No.
Why, because she's ugly?
No, just because, like, I think.
Say it to her. That's what she likes. She likes to be negged.
Right, you want
here. She likes to be negged.
Wait, get 30 seconds on the clock.
Shannon?
No, I want Shannon. You got to come in. You got to come in here. You got to be on camera. You got to sit down across from him.
No, I'll put my face up here.
I don't want to do this to her.
What are you going to do to her?
All right. Tell me when to go hit on her. Tell me when.
All right. When
he's
going
to talk to her. That's torture enough.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The gloves are off.
I've already been hitting on you. I could get you by the end of the
night. Oh, he just goes in and punches Shannon in the face. Like, no, hit on her. Hit on her.
All right. Ready? I'm going to.
All right. Go ahead.
When it goes on the screen.
30 seconds on the clock. Mark, random.
Go. Shannon, I love you as a person, but you're nowhere near my financial bracket. I bet you're boring at sex. I bet you couldn't carry on an intellectual conversation for more than 20 seconds. I bet you have nothing to teach me. We met at a business meeting. It wasn't really just fate bringing us together to enlighten one another. You would do nothing positive for my life. My dick is way more sex than you would ever get in your whole fucking life, and you just need your financial bracket is not where I need it to be in order for you to be worthy of me.
Wow. Wow. With 1 second to spare. Nate, is she wet? Feel her pussy right now. Is she wet?
Extremely dry.
Extremely dry. Mark did not get her wet. Let's go with Tom Myers. 30 seconds on the clock. Now, Tom, listen to me. All I got to do is tap it in here. There's not.
Tap it in.
Just tap it in, baby boy. There's not much you can say
it's
here.
It's mini golf.
To turn her off. All you got to do is just.
Imagine mini golf if the hole was 3 feet wide.
You got to just. It's so hard to fuck this one up.
Yeah. I told you I was terrible at sports.
Okay.
Mini golf is way out of my league.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? It's just an analogy.
Tell her you would change her life.
Have you still not gotten laid since the last time you were on the show?
Correct.
Wow. Wow. So this could be it.
Neither have I.
Shannon hasn't either. Wow. This could be it. So you look at her. Give her. Look her right in the face.
Tell her you'd change your life.
Mark, please have some decorum. Let the man have his 30 seconds.
Yeah, seriously, don't.
Yeah, stop cock blocking me.
Clock is starting now.
Just trying to help you.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
What time are we leaving to go to the stand tonight?
I can't go out after work.
Lewis says you can. I asked him, and he said yes.
Oh, I have to go straight home because my sister is visiting from Italy.
Okay, well, I mean,
threesome.
Look, my set is at. 9 o'clock tonight. The show's at 10 o'clock tonight.
Maybe the next time.
Okay.
good job, Mark. You did it, Mark.
I don't know. My sister's right. Show's at 10.
Mark won again. How did you lose that round?
I got her to say yes.
No, you didn't. She said no. Nate, check her pussy. Is she wet? Put your finger up.
You.
Really get in there.
There has been no movement.
No
it's
movement.
Just as dry.
Just as dry.
They're both dead even in terms of dry.
Shannon was 5 seconds away from screaming, I have diarrhea.
And I was giving you suggestions. Tell her you would change her life. Tell her you'd be there to.
This is the new TV show. Mark Random inside
queer eye.
Earpiece with Tom Myers as Tom Myers tries to hit on women. Tell her you want to wear her skin.
No, just
tell
say
you want to wipe
her. No longer in my ear.
You could provide for her. You could protect her. Tell her you'd always be there for her. Tell her you'd emotionally connect with her.
Hack,
you're doing the fucking beta, oh, I'm socially awkward, insecure about myself comedy. That hasn't been done for the past 100
no,
fucking
it's,
years.
No, it's called acting like a fucking human being.
Human beings
that's how we act on the planet where everybody else is from.
Every
well, the one where you're from, maybe.
I know, I'm from hell. But every comic is just, oh, I'm insecure, I don't fuck good, I just, yeah, that's original.
I was going to let you guys go.
It's all right, fine. So that's 2 points for Random.
It's fine. You guys are doing so good together right now. I mean, I believe that Random won that round. I guess it's it's objective.
Shannon,
who won that round? If you let Shannon, last day on Earth, the planet's fucking over.
Right.
It's your job to save society. You have to let one of these men come inside of those big old pussy lips. Honestly, Shannon's pussy's so big that if you come inside of her, it's not a foregone conclusion that she could even get pregnant.
Right.
Say Tom.
Yeah, we assume it just fucking just spills right out. Like if you come into a cup and turn it upside down.
Say Tom.
I'd say I'd be doing society a favor by letting it just end.
mine comes with my wife if you want.
You get to have threesomes with his hot wife who's also psychotic.
She is hot, but I'm not into chicks.
Yeah.
Your wife looks like someone who, like, she could rip your cock and balls off like a praying mantis just ripping.
Oh, he's talking about your wife, doggy. Oh shit.
It wasn't an insult though.
She does that and I come daily.
He He does come daily.
No, I just fucking, I'm into that weird shit.
Mark gets a lot of sex.
That's gonna be his new newsletter. Come
what would
daily.
You be?
You
Mark,
should have said something about my girlfriend. My girlfriend's a piece of shit, and I'm just demoted her. I demoted my girlfriend back to just fuck buddies at night.
We hate her.
Sucks.
We all hate her. I didn't want to say it to her face, but when she comes in, we're like,
no, me. My wife. You've never seen my girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend. Oh, never mind. We love your wife.
Yeah, no.
Never mind. Lizzie's
mad. Everyone
cool.
should.
Never
Lizzie
mind.
Is a fucking amazing human being.
It's not like this is going out live.
Yeah.
She deserves all the love and greatness.
Well, give Tom a little bit of advice for what he can...
Well, Shannon, we don't know who won.
Shannon, you're going to say it's a draw? Shannon, you have to give a... Is there a clear... I feel like here's the thing. I know Mark's strategy. It was to neg you. It was to let you know that you ain't shit. And I know you, Shannon.
Yeah, but negging is a different thing than that. Negging is like a little playful. It's a little, you know, it's subtle. Negging is subtle.
Shannon, you told us a story about how a man punched you in your cheek.
That's not what. That's
and
not
you
what
went back to him.
Negging
that's
is like, hey,
me.
Shannon, you smell a little.
No, he gave you a hook. Exactly.
Say Tom for
Neging
his ego.
Is if you hit a girl and then buy her disco for us.
Please say Tom that's just for hook. His ego, please.
So Shannon says no one gets a point. No points. No points awarded in that round, guys. Very
did
sad.
The three of you vote? And what are the three of you?
I mean, I feel like you're the only person who can really decide.
It was rough. Yeah. It was round. Equally rough.
I don't know
if
you
can.
Why don't we do
I
this?
I don't know
again.
If you can tell by the show, but we think it's really important for women to have a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
Someone just
this moment
Shannon
anyway.
Down a flight of stairs. She's like, "How did you know?"
All right. So we're gonna give one before we actually start the official debate. We're gonna do one more round of the pre warm up. And we're gonna play a game of gay chicken. Do you guys know what gay chicken is?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have to fuck a male chicken. Bring in the male chickens, Gus. Let's do it.
I'm down.
Come on, bring them in. Oh, they died. Okay, unfortunately, the male chickens died. So we're gonna do the traditional gay chicken. You guys have to.
I'm more go porn.
Go toward each other to go make out.
It's called facing each other.
Yeah, facing each other. Thank you, Zach.
Honestly, I need a consent form before. I don't want him to fucking.
And then
too,
whoever
man.
Pulls back first,
no,
they lose this round.
I need a consent form before.
Give him the Lewis, point because I'm not doing it.
Lewis and I'll show you
just
how.
Just give
works.
Him the yeah, point. Oh.
Your lips so wet. Why is your lips so wet,
I
you
like
fucking
how
gross faggot?
He giggles like a girl like it's his first date.
He loves it. He loves because it. I'm his fucking... I'm Zach's fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zach is ready to... Zach is turned on right now. His little penis just moved.
That it did not, and I'll show you and prove it.
All right, so... all right, ready?
I need a consent form because I'm going all the way.
Look, he can speak his consent.
He can speak his consent.
I'm not consenting, so just give him the point.
Come on, Tom. You're going to give
no.
up a point
on,
right
Tom.
Now?
Yes. You don't want this fucking
legendary.
Also,
by the way, the loser of the roast battle has to wear blackface out of here. I'll or the debate off.
Even when I win, I'll put it on just so Tom doesn't
Tom,
feel insecure.
Put blackface on for the debate. Look at Nate. Nate's going, no. I meant Mark, but it's fine.
Random. Yeah.
So you won't do the gay chicken?
No.
Come on. You don't want this legendary fucking soul, this dick?
I would have to say no to that one.
Mark, all you got to do is lean into him a little bit, random. And I think you won this round.
Tell me what you really want. No, tell me what you want, Tom.
Can I be honest with you?
I can fulfill your needs.
Mark Random's kind of growing on me.
I can fulfill your needs, Tom, like no woman ever did. I will have you in a hotel paying for it, loving it. I'll have you saying your mom's name while you come. Tom, I will give you everything. It will change your fucking life.
Why didn't you hit on Shannon like that, you idiot? Shannon would have left with you had you given her that type of passion and attention.
I said she wasn't worth it.
That's true. Mark can't lie.
Random.
Shannon doesn't manage a Mexican restaurant.
So no bueno.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know what's happening. Thank you guys for tuning in live. If you guys
Random's
have any,
World Part 2.
Have any compliments for these guys, please in the chat.
God help us.
You, any of the comments you guys want to give. All right, let's get the let's actually start this first official debate off on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, we're back. We're back. And from that commercial break, we'll do an ad there. That's a good idea. You guys are right.
Let's do a subtract. Yes, I got a pun.
I'll give him another point for that. Put him another point on the board. Give him another point. I mean, he fucking crushed a dope ass pun. And give him, honestly, give him a guest attack, Shannon. Get on your fucking job.
Random pill.
Random 3 points ahead right now of Tom Myers. Tom
he
Myers.
Really is an alpha.
No, I'm not.
What?
Random.
No, I'm just playing it. I'm not a fucking alpha. I'm a scared bitch.
All right.
You really had us all fooled, dude.
I know. It's...
All right, guys, really quickly, before we get into this debate, let's just talk about Infinite CBD, which is so incredible. Thank you, Infinite CBD, for sponsoring this show and all the other shows we do here at the Guest Digital Network. Infinite CBD makes the cleanest, healthiest, and purest forms of CBD anywhere in the world. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It does not get you high. It is designed to heal you. Whatever your afflictions might be, insomnia, anxiety, depression, many, many more, CBD might help you out. I give it to my aunt for her arthritis in her hands. I use it for recovery after I work out. I've been taking CBD isolate drops in the morning just to make myself feel better, to make myself feel a little bit more clear-headed, less. I don't. Maybe it's in my head, but I feel like it really helps me with my ADD because I have crazy ADD. My mind's all over the place. And after I take CBD, I just feel a little bit more calm, a little less crazy, a little bit less all over the place.
And I feel like that at night when I'm trying to go to sleep. So CBD is great for me because I have insomnia.
And I've been beating off with the Big Bang Lube. I've been getting CBD into my dick while I jerk off. How cool is that?
It's beautiful.
I know. So here's the deal. If you guys go to infinitecbd.com, that is infinitecbd.com, and use the promo code RAP15, you're going to get 15% off your entire order. 15% off your whole order. RAP15 is the promo code, RAP15. Go to infinitecbd.com and support this company. They do great stuff. It supports us as well. Yeah, that's that. Where were we? I'm going to go over the rules for the debate off, okay? And it's not a traditional debate. The reality is we were trying to set up this debate over the past few weeks, we realized nobody on the staff has ever watched a debate or knows what a debate is. No fucking clue. No idea. I mean, there's a rebuttal, apparently. Yeah,
we're not interested.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know, okay?
We just want to see you guys talk shit.
Yeah, we want to see you guys talk shit, and we figured we'd make it a little bit more fun, and I put a bunch of different subjects in this bowl. So this is all random, okay?
Pun.
This is all random, and what we're going to do is we're going to have you guys pick a topic out, okay? And then we're going to flip a coin first. Whoever's in control gets to choose if they want to argue for it or against it. They get to choose the side that they want to argue. The winner of that round will then be in control of the next round. They get to pick out another ticket and choose if they are in control or if they're for or against it. And then we will go to the third round. The points are doubled this round, so it is a total of 6 points up for grabs. Right, Tom, it's anybody's game, is what I'm saying, okay? You don't have to worry about this. He didn't already beat you. He did the little bullshit games up top.
You're gonna
right
win.
Now, you're about to turn into a fucking...
Animal.
An animal. Thank you,
Werewolf.
Mark.
You're going to kill it.
Mark, do you want to write for me?
What?
Do you want to write for me? Because you're my writer.
Yeah, just pay me
you're
in
out,
cash.
Get the fuck out of here,
I
bitch.
I can't file taxes. Pay me in cash.
It's not a problem. Neither can I. All right, let's do this. Also, give Mark a little bit more...
Random.
Give Random a little bit more juice on his microphone. I feel like he's a little bit low. Maybe that's what Tom's... No, I don't want his lips to touch the microphone, Shannon. That's okay. Let's give him a little more juice. It's fine. So... Here's how it's going to work. We do that. The loser of the entire debate will have to do the rest of the show in blackface. The winner will carry out the rest of the show with their dignity. Plus, we're going to throw in... Shannon, how much money should we throw in for the winner?
$50.
$50 fucking dollars in podcast merchandise. So you guys go to podcastmerch.com, pick out anything you guys want from
you
podcast
merch. One and one third of a hoodie.
Yeah, so...
Can I just get the cash?
No, you're going to get Gas Digital bucks.
How about $30?
I'll give you $5.
All right.
Is that enough?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so we're going to flip a coin. Tom, call it in the air.
Heads.
Tails.
Tails it is. You don't have to call tails.
Oh. It should
He's
be
just
a,
contrarian by nature.
It should be a battle for Tom's spot at the stand.
Tom, will you put that spot up? Will you put your spot up?
No.
I'll call Patrick right now.
No.
Where's the phone? Give me the phone. No. I'll call Patrick right now. I swear to God that Patrick will agree to this.
Get the fucking board. We're calling Kimowitz.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
I'm calling Patrick right now. I'm calling one of the owners, proprietors, and the booker of the stand. Let's see. Patrick. Okay, I got to tell him he's on the Real Ass Podcast. Speakerphone. Okay, here we go. Oh, Patrick Milligan's watching. And he just wrote in the chat, nope.
See?
watching live right now. I'm about to take away both spots.
He's about to take away both spots. They're firing a legion of skanks from the stand.
Is the club to blame for this fucking debacle?
Listen to me. This is one of the best things I've ever done, okay? Relax. Everyone...
And that's a pretty low bar.
On the surface, this seems like it's a pure mess and there's nothing interesting happening. But once you watch this back and listen to it back, you're going to realize there's a lot of things happening here. Patrick, okay? This is for the purity of fucking debating, okay? And this is the only thing we care about in this political climate and this season, debating, okay? You guys are fucking out here and you're putting yourselves on the line. Tom Myers completely just said he's willing to put up his spot.
He specifically said,
I will put up my spot on the line. There's no way that Mark Random is going to beat me in this debate. If Mark Random beats him here today, will you let him give away his spot?
And Patrick, hold on. Do not forget, Patrick, how great it went when Lewis brought Gavin McGinnis to do comedy at the stand.
Yeah, I'm going to have, maybe I'll have Myers follow Aaron Berg also. That'd be great. Or yes. Random or whoever wins.
So
I'm a great comedian.
I don't know. That's a tough call. I was very turned off by Tom's effort in hitting in Shannon.
That's true. I don't think he deserves. Look, I'm not being an asshole here, but I'm saying if he's going to put in that type of effort, I don't know if that he deserves a spot.
That's a good question. I mean, it is a free show, so I'll gladly give anyone a full refund if either of them bomb.
Yeah. So that's it. If Mark Random wins tonight at the debate off, he takes Tom Myers' spot, and Tom Myers is officially banned from the stand, never to be coming back.
That I have to talk to try. Does Random even do stand-up?
Yes!
Random does stand-up.
Well, why do we technically know?
Quickly, do a joke. Go. Hold on.
Why the fuck do people not think I'm a stand-up? This is what I fucking hate. And I'm going to tell you, this is why you're going to be more successful. This is why... No.
Random, just do a joke.
Okay.
Shannon, give me some dinner glasses, clinking. Like we're at a comedy club.
I did this
and maybe
on
even
the,
a laugh track.
I did this on New Year's. Remember, it didn't fucking work out that well.
Yeah, but that audience stunk, dude. This is better.
That was like my audience.
Give him what he's used to. Give him a booing sound effect.
Oh, shit.
Actually, I'm used to people screaming at my shows and fucking run like
he's
angering.
A rapist.
Yeah.
That's called trauma.
Yeah, no, you
that's
stay
from, that's
so
from them,
fu-
that's
stay-
from them seeing that's from them seeing your name on the bill at a show.
Yeah, the reason you're more successful is because your material is so inside the box and banal. When I say shit,
I'm more successful. Thanks.
Fuck it. I don't give a shit. And I'm gonna.
I have a point right here.
Hundreds and thousands of people coming in to see Tom Myers tonight, so Random really has to sell himself.
You got to really sell yourself. All right. So look, we have it here. Thank you, Patrick. Here's the deal. Okay. Tom's not successful. I just want to put that out there. Anyway, let's move on.
I had a point to what he said.
Can I put a button this one second? How ridiculous is it that the booker of a club is watching this horseshit?
Yeah. It's a goddamn nightmare.
Because they know I'm going to be legendary in the future.
You are a future legend. I'll tell you right now, no matter what, you will go down in history as having an impact on this world.
Godlike in comedy.
I agree with you, Lewis. Yeah. I am living a nightmare right now. I love how you have the lights set in red to make it seem like hell right now.
It is kind of hell-like. Yeah.
Can I tell you why Tom will be more successful as he ascends to his career? Because it's about being likable and it's about popularity. The reason you have a gig at the stand...
If I go to two words to describe Tom Myers in high school, was likable and popular.
Well, no, it's just he'll go to the stand and he talks to the manager all weaselly and he cut his 5 minutes out. I'm just a real person that says shit, and comedy's so afraid of that they're like, I don't want that person on stage. I have to protect my business. So I don't fault the people at the stand, but I know I'll never succeed in comedy and I accept that as fate.
I understand.
Because people fucking hate me.
We're similar. He's like the Mark Norman. He's like the fucking Michael Che, fucking mainstream. Guys like you and I, we're over here on the underground.
Hey, Lewis. You calling me mainstream is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. So
I know,
dude.
That's what I was trying to say
You're
earlier.
Welcome, man. Mainstream just doesn't have the same impact as when I say it. I'm truly a current living legend. All right, look, let's get this. So, Tom, you're in control first here, okay? Are we going to have any sort of... So the way it's going to work, they're going to have 1 minute, right? And then they have 30 seconds of rebut. Is there a closing statement or is that in court? How does that work?
Am I the defendant?
Do I have a gavel? Do you have a gavel?
I am dressed like a lawyer right now.
You are.
It's up to however you want to moderate it.
If you're in the chat, how does that work? Let me know. Do we give him a chance?
I think it's minute, 30-30.
And that's that?
Yeah, minute, response 30, and that's it.
And then we decide based off of that.
Yeah.
All right, so Tom, here we go.
All right.
Pull out the first topic and read it out loud.
So
the loser of this, remember, gets black, has to wear blackface. The winner is getting $50 in Gas Digital merchandise.
So I say whether I'm arguing for or against.
Yes.
All right. So the subject is late-term abortion, for or against, and how late. I'm going to argue for the motion. I am arguing for late-term abortion.
Very slick. See,
I was going to say for.
I know you would. Yeah. See, that was smart. He took you out because he doesn't believe that you have the ability to argue for anything good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had my whole argument for, so do I go first?
No.
You have to argue against.
You're arguing against, and Tom's going first. Opening statements. 1 minute on the clock. Uninterrupted, Tom Myers. Get a little close up of Tom. Let's get it right there.
This whole room's an argument for late term abortion.
All right. Uninterrupted, 1 minute on the clock. Tom Myers arguing for late term abortion. I like when the camera slowly pans into Tom. It looks really crazy.
Start the timer again.
And Tom, you can go right to camera.
Which one's my camera? I'm looking. Oh, there it is. I think it's right up there. Am I looking at it?
No, that's the one right there.
You're looking at it.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Damn it, Shannon. Don't ever ruin my joke again. I'm going to have to turn his face away from the camera the whole time.
like I can't. Like you can't see the screen right here.
Yeah, you don't need to see yourself. Look right to the camera.
All right, ready? It's starting now.
So I'm for late-term abortion, and I am for making it as late as possible. As Mr. Gomez's esteemed colleague, Mr. Racine, here says, this entire room could be an argument for late-term abortion. I mean, think about it. This entire world could be an argument for late-term abortion. I mean, think about it. A patient goes in to see a doctor, says, I want to terminate this pregnancy. If late-term abortions were legal, no matter how late that term would be, a doctor would be able to use the phrase, well, Mrs. Trump, we can go ahead and perform this, even though he is already 71 years old. That is my argument for late-term abortion.
You still have 18 seconds.
Don't need him.
All right, we're just going to let the clock go.
Antitrust. Right.
Right. Resist. Resist, baby.
Tom, look at the camera. Beautiful. Great argument. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. All right, now, Mark Random, it is your turn to argue against late-term abortions. 1 minute on the clock. Get a close-up of Mr. Random, and please look right to
camera. Oh, dear God.
Right to... Ooh.
Okay, so where's the clock going? I'm at when the clock's going.
The clock is in your mind. You can see everything in there.
Easy, Tom.
You can start.
First off, obviously he's fake because he comes off like a politician and that's how we get his gigs. The reason that we can't have abortion is because what people don't know is abortion is from a Christian doctrine. And that doctrine is not just to have babies because they think it's a life. It's because they believe it's a soul in the army against other religions that aren't Christian. And Jewish people populate because they believe it's also a war. Mexicans believe it's when they have a baby, it's sending a missile at the quote unquote enemy. And when races take over, you're going to be the only fucking white person left because you had abortions. We need people in the army. We're not talking about a baby's life of 40, 50 years. We're talking about 5,000 years. Why do you think Africans are conquering? Because they don't believe it's just the country, the U.S. that they're trying to take over. They're trying to take over the world. They got Africa. White people are enslaved there. So now they're trying to take this country and then they go for Sweden. That's immigrants. So you need to fucking have babies to fight in this war and destroy the demons. And I'll be your fucking leader.
Wow. Wow, Mark Random coming in exactly at the shot clock. Very passionate. I like the fact that he's talking about white slaves in Africa. Maybe my favorite angle on any subject.
Yeah.
The white slave problem in Africa. This is fucking incredible. 30 seconds on the clock. Tom Myers, it is your time to rebut.
The situation
Sorry, one sec.
Hold on, Tom. You got very excited. One sec.
First time ever in this episode, I've gotten excited.
Okay, ready, go.
The situation that Random just described is exactly the kind of situation I want. I would love to be the last remaining white person on this planet. I mean, think about it. Think about how well my career as a comedian would do. I could be able to go on stage in a club and say, hey, white people are like this, white people are like that. And I would go ahead and tap into their racism and prejudice and be able to go ahead and make more laughter than I already do and become even more successful than even my opponent admits I am.
Easy, that's it. Don't go over the time, Tom. Tom, you didn't really keep it on the subject of late-term abortion, but I like the fact that it just turned into a pitch as to why you want to be the last living white man.
Well, it was a response to him.
It's okay. So. 30 seconds on the clock. Your final thoughts, final rebuttal to whatever Tom just said. Mark Random.
Whatever he just said is that he's playing the whole white guilt cuckout. You think black people are going to fucking praise you and have them on your arms because you spoke out against black lives? If you're in prison, it doesn't fucking matter. All your protests, all your hashtags, they're going to fucking rape you and kill you. It's all about skin color. And humans as a whole are fucking animals. So with you to say, wow, people would like me because I stood for social justice, they would fucking destroy you. So it's either stick with your own and maybe have a chance or fucking die. Random.
All right, this is interesting. The judges have to deliberate a little bit here. I feel like neither of them talked about the subject at all.
Nope.
I did. And, I mean, you I know, said the real reason Christians are against,
I feel
abortion.
Like Random did at one point talk about abortion.
Yeah
I did start off talking about it.
That is true. Well, who convinced you more?
Well, he did make a compelling argument that black people are demons.
That is true.
I said
all white people should stick together.
We should stick together. Yeah.
All people are demons. I want to get that out because I don't want people to think I'm racist. I have to wait my career before I go all racist.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well,
do you think that people are tribal and they should kind of like stick with their own kind?
No, I believe in an idealistic world, there could be intersectionalism. But when the shit hits the fan, people are animals. It's almost like I said to him, like he probably lives in a world where everyone's civil and everyone's nice, just like in Hollywood. That's why they can preach
Mexican
this.
Restaurants.
Yeah, fucking immigration.
Hollywood and Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, where they're basically slaves because they're illegal, so they
Mexican
get underpaid.
Mexican restaurant in Delaware. The most Hollywood place you could go.
No, but when all things fall apart, humans become animals, and it's just all out
Excuse
war.
Excuse me, Mr. Show Business.
Let's go to our guest judge, Mike Racine. That was hard to watch. What do you think? Who do you think won that round?
It was tough, but... I might go with Tom Myers.
Tom Myers, yeah. Made the more compelling argument.
I think so.
For late term abortion, Zach and Mika, what do you think?
I think of the two, Tom spent the most time on subject.
That's true. But I will say, I feel like Mark made me feel a little bit more pride in my white side, and I want to give him credit for that because that was pretty cool.
Right.
It was an abortion. It was why people don't want abortion. The whole point was the Christian doctrine that they're all soldiers and that
these guys
they're
are
fighting
a war. I already have an idea on how to make this better already because I feel like these guys, they're too good.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this is above my head. Like a lot of the things that you guys are saying, like this is what happens when I listen to people talking about politics. Yeah, I don't understand exactly what's going on because I'm adult. So I like it. I will say you give your vote to...
Give my vote to Tom.
You give your vote to Tom? All right. It doesn't. I was picking you. All right. I'm telling you right now. Sorry, Tom.
Can I say convincing? I was against abortion.
No, it's over.
I had to devil's advocate.
What would you have said again for late-term abortion?
Is that humans are shit.
And they all deserve to die.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck, it doesn't matter if they're 8 months old or if they're 50.
4 years old, yeah.
Yeah, or four. Okay. Well, Tom.
Or Mike, or in the case I made, 71.
Exactly. Like Trump. You really don't like Trump, huh?
How original.
You're throwing some heat at him.
It is original.
To hate Trump?
Wow. I hated Trump before everybody else did. I thought he was a douchebag.
You hated
back
him
in
Home Alone too?
Absolutely.
Like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? What is he doing?
So Tom was the winner of that round?
Tom was the winner of that round, yes.
I really need a new headshot.
Hated Trump.
Yeah, right
rascals.
To the fucking head. That was a play on words.
Okay, there we go. Tom Myers gets 2 points on the board. Mark Random, 3 points. This is really, at this point, anybody's game. Very close right now. Tom Myers, you get to pick another subject. You are in control. You get to decide if you want to be for it or against it. Here it is.
The topic is, your opponent is gayer than you.
That's it. So, yeah, you just got to debate it either way. It's for it or against it. Yeah, you have to debate... Why 1 minute? Why Mark Random is gayer than you? And by the way, gay can be interpreted any way you want. Okay, Because I interpret it as anybody who fucking says something a little fruity. I'm like, what a fucking homo, right?
Right.
But you can however you want to angle this, okay? 1 minute on the clock, Tom Myers. Tom, do you want to go first or second? I'll let you get the choice on that. How about we will give you a choice here?
Somebody misses hosting Roast Bastard.
First or deferred?
I'll let Random go first.
Right. Wow, he defers. Ladies and gentlemen, very ballsy on Tom Myers. I really do miss hosting the Roastmasters. Maybe I'll bring it back. This is fun. This is like the Roastmasters without the jokes. This is great.
The Roastmasters. There's Lewis called it speed dating.
Yes. I did get a lot of Roastmasters pussy. Anyway, all right, before we go to the next round, we should talk about Monday.com. Which honestly, Shannon, would we have been even able to put together this debate without Monday.com?
Absolutely not.
Seriously, every component for this debate, all the visuals, all the graphics, all the audio, all the notes, we put into one file for under Real Ass Podcasts on Monday.com.
It's just one folder that says Mark is crazy, Tom is boring.
But Gas Digital has a bunch of different files every show, and then every show has subcategories. We assign specific tasks, to-do lists. It's so easy to manage your projects when you're using this tool. You could have 2 people or 1,000 people on your team. This is the best way to do it. I'm telling you right now, before we used to sift through emails, look for files, try to look at post-it notes that are pinned to the board. That's a crazy way to do business. Monday.com makes it trackable, easy, and super user-friendly. It took minutes to set up, okay? So the interface is really easy to set up. And right now, if you go to monday.com/RAP, that is monday.com/RAP, we're going to give you a 14-day free trial just to try it out. If you got a bunch of people, if you have a job that you're in charge of, a team of people, this is the way to do it. If you're working on something creative, whether it's business, creative, whatever you have to track and whatever you have to keep organized, this is going to be the way to do it. If you have more than one person, this is the way to do it. Trust me. So go to monday.com/RAP, get a 14-day free trial. See if you like it. You don't have to keep the membership. You don't have to keep it. There's no obligation. monday.com/RAP, 14 days. All right. Where were we? Mark Random, 1 minute on the clock. Why is your opponent gayer than you? Go.
He's gay because he has dreams and aspirations that will never come true. He's gay because he cares about life and making a good impression about others. He cares because he thinks that status or something matters. I make more money than you. So he thinks that actually matters in life. He doesn't think that it's the content of your soul. He doesn't think it's the content of your deeds or who you are as a person. He's probably a weak person that I wouldn't try to fight him outside, but if I did, he would cower down. He's the type to support trans rights and go completely against him. He sacrifices his dignity on a daily basis with all his, oh, I'm just not that good at sex, when he doesn't try to get better at sex. He probably fucks like 18-year-old pussy, tries to get that, when you should be fucking 35-year-old pussy and getting yourself better at that. Fucking go harder, go longer, and faster. 14, 13, 12.
13 seconds left.
Yeah, take notes on that. That's why you're fucking gay. I feel like people, the response aren't going to like me because I'm going too aggressive. Like I should be like, ah, ba 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 ba, and kind of funny, but whatever. Random's world is bad.
All right, that's it. That's enough time. There we go. Don't go over. Very compelling arguments to why Tom's gay. I'm almost buying it. Tom?
So now Tom has to argue that he's gayer.
Yeah, he has to argue that Random's gayer. Yeah,
Random's gayer than him. Okay.
All right, 1 minute on the clock.
Of course Mark Random is gayer than me. How do I have to prove this? All I have to say is just look at him. I mean, anybody who takes the time to set their hair like that, any person who takes the time to go ahead, and he's actually blowing kisses at me right now. I don't know if you see this. Only people who are excessively gay do that. No normal human being does this, ladies and gentlemen. That is why Mark Random is gayer than me.
All right, 26 seconds. Just keep looking at the camera.
See that? He is even showing he's pretending to be attracted to me, I think. That is why I am moving away. I really believe he is gay. He didn't move away from me because he thought that I was gayer than him. So therefore, he is much gayer than me. Thank you.
4 seconds.
Can I have a notepad?
Tom Myers coming in right at the buzzer. Very nice. I will say right now, one of the notes that I took, Tom Myers says, he said that... he's gayer than me. He's not normal. Are you saying that gay people aren't normal, Tom? Because that goes against your message.
No.
Okay. Just want the clarification.
The subject in particular was Random.
Random. Okay.
So.
All right, Random. You have 30 seconds to rebut his point. You're seeming pretty gay right now. He made some points there that are irrefutable. You did try to kiss him, and you do have sex with men. So.
Not yet.
30 seconds on the clock. The rebuttal round.
Tom, if we were in bed together, I wouldn't be able to get hard, but I bet I could fucking make you come in less than an hour. I bet I could fucking do shit to you that you didn't even know
Random,
was there.
You're coming off really gay in this round.
No, I could fucking make him come.
Yeah, he's playing 3D
chess. He couldn't make me come. You think he gives a good hand job to a man? You think he could even blow me? He doesn't even have the courage. That's fucking gay.
9 seconds. Look right at the camera, Tom.
MarkRandom.com. MarkRandomX on Twitter, Instagram.
Do your plugs. Hell yeah. Very nice. Very compelling rebuttal. We're going to go back to Tom Myers. Tom Myers.
What if Tom just gets up fully hard and stands there?
I want to win this round.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
He just made his own argument. He fantasizes about me being in bed with him. I have never had any fantasies like that about anybody. I mean, look at me. Could I get anybody at this particular stage in my life with the way I look, man or woman? Absolutely not. I have completely resigned myself to that fact, which is why I am not gay at all. Mark Random is much gayer than I am. TomMyers.us.
And Politipod. And his album, Make America Made Again.
Oh, the .us got me!
It's the best.
Don't forget Politipod and your album, Make America Made Again.
I'm still raising, what, the $1,400 to buy TomMyers.com or something?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You told me that it was for sale.
I know. I motivated you.
Yeah.
I inspire people every day. Okay.
You know what? I'm actually having fun now.
Good. I'm glad you are. You're killing it right now.
Yeah.
Let's go to our judges. Zach and Miko. This was an interesting round because I feel like Tom Myers, he really made a better case as to why Mark's gay, right? But at the same time, I feel like Tom Myers is still gayer than Mark. So I don't know how to.
I think the most interesting statement that came out was that Mark said he could make Tom come in under an hour.
But he couldn't make me come. That makes him gay.
Yeah, but that's a long time.
That's a long time.
If I can't do it, how does that make me gay?
But also, that's not a long time if you're not gay. Which, to be honest with you, like, it also kind of proves the point.
Yeah, he's not gay and I could make him come. That's how gay he is. He couldn't make me come.
I stand corrected.
Okay, that's flawless logic. I'll give that one to Mark Random.
Random, very nice. Christine, what do you think here?
I feel like Random definitely took this round. I think Mark knew what he wanted to say. He knew how to go after Tom. I kind of feel like Tom had too rigid of a definition of homosexuality.
Yeah.
Tom had a very...
That's very close-minded, Tom. The fact that you're defining gay as just being men
just
who have sex
being
with men,
homosexual.
We're sort of saying everyone's a little gay in their
but
own way, depending on
was
your...
We were addressing Random. We weren't addressing gay people in general. To be fair.
You really want that spot, don't
it's
you?
It's true.
What's funny about this debate
I'm getting
is,
the spot anyway, regardless of what happens
here. No. We made it very clear. Patrick actually literally just sent me a contract to have both of you guys sign. This is it. It's done.
I was just saying, comedy's all about choices. You know, you have this career, you make choices.
Like being gay.
Like being gay, yeah. But it's interesting to, you know, watch two men who have clearly made very different career choices.
They have.
And
but successful in their own way. They've gone down
their own way. Yeah, successful in their own way. And to hear their different philosophies on what it is to do this. It's interesting.
So you like Mark Random?
I think Random definitely took that round.
Ladies and gentlemen, Random takes that round. Tom, for what it's worth, I was voting for you, buddy. Swear to God, I was going to give it to you. What is the score right now? 2 points on the board for Mark Random.
It's 5-2, I believe.
I mean, I liked Random's interpretation of gay better.
That's 3 across the board. Glory holes, you'd be afraid to suck.
There we go. So it's 5-2 now. So at this point, it's impossible for Tom Myers to win based off our current scoring system. But luckily, right here, Shannon wrote, in round 3, points are doubled once again. So this one is actually worth 4 points. The winner of this round wins... the debate off. Guys, fucking pretend you're into this. Come on, everyone.
Now, how much more time we got?
Tom, this is the greatest moment of your life. Do you understand how many fans you have right now? There are 480 people watching live right now. They fucking love you. Okay?
All 480.
All 480. In the chat. What
out
do you guys think of Tommy Myers?
Million in the...
Team Tommy says, I don't know, whatever, FR.
Would you consider letting Mark open for you? At a gig sometime?
Open that asshole.
Yeah.
No.
Would you have considered the gig if you didn't throw in the open that asshole line right before you're about to answer?
No.
Oh, come on. We could go on tour together, and then we could film a documentary about it. Be like the Odd Couple. He's all serious, and I'm all jokes. And then we learn from each other. It will be a heartwarming fucking documentary.
I will produce this right fucking now. Are you kidding me?
I'll be like, hey, Tom.
Peanut Butter Falcon too.
Oh, shit.
You come up with the weirdest shit, Lewis.
Me?
You come up with the weirdest stuff.
What? This is great. This should be a TV show. That's incredible. This could be on fucking CBS.
Fox, yeah.
Or Fox, exactly, dude. Fox News. Yeah. Fucking political shit, dude.
No question, Lewis. Are the points doubled because there's a modifier?
Yeah, because we're going to modify this round. Okay. Of course. It's going to be harder to win this round. I already know which one we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's. I wanted to confirm that.
Obviously. Yeah, Thank you. Of course. So we're going to do one more. Now, Mark, you're in control, baby boy. This is the final round of the debate. We're going to get into some other stuff, but we're going to choose a real estate of the week with you guys today, but this is a big, big deal, okay? Mm-hmm. Loser walks out blackface. We have former presidential candidate, what's his name?
Andrew Yang?
No.
He was governor candidate, Larry Sharp.
Not as impressive. Larry Sharp, black man, walking in after this. You're going to have to walk past a former gubernatorial candidate.
And current black.
In blackface, it's going to be very uncomfortable for everyone. Probably going to lose the rentals from him. But worth it, in my opinion. Completely worth it if you have to look him in the eyes and shake his hand in blackface. And this is actual shoe polish. This is the real
loser,
shit, dude.
The loser has to wear blackface?
The loser has to wear blackface. The winner gets $50 in guests.
But how is that a punishment for
You're right.
Mark.
You know what? At the end of the show, we're all wearing blackface.
How about if Mark wins, he gets to wear blackface?
Mark just wants to wear blackface.
No. I hate everyone. I'm not a racist.
I know. You're not racist. This is not racism. This is show. We're taking the power away from the people.
Yeah.
Would you call yourself an equal opportunity offender?
Yeah. I would genocide anyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. Last round. Mark Random, what is the subject?
Shane being fired from SNL for or against.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
For or against. Okay. And we're going to throw in an X factor here.
This is why it's worth double points. Quadruple points.
In the first part, we're going to change the variables in the second round too. In this part of the round, you have to do this in a Chinese accent. You have to debate your side in a Chinese accent. So which side do you want?
I'm against Shane being fired.
Against Shane being fired. Tom, probably for it in real life. Were you for Shane being fired in real life, Tom?
I think I'm going to be quite frank here. I'm going to think that what he said.
Save it up. Save it for the round because I want to get in a Chinese accent. Go. Mark Norman, put 1 minute on the clock.
If we don't do the Chinese accent.
It's going to be hard to win. It's going to be hard to win this round. I've got to be honest with you. So, God, Random, right at the camera. You have your Chinese accent ready.
Hey, this is why I wish I was more famous than I was, because people would listen to me. I need to become a titan, but what I'm saying is the truth is,
Pause the clock. That is a fucking horrible Chinese accent.
Yeah, Chinese American. I was trying to.
Don't you have a voice in your head that's Chinese?
Oh. No.
Fucking let him talk.
No.
Oh, Shane should not be fired. Yeah, like that.
Shane said was a very dishonorable.
Ching a ching a ching. Like that shit, dude. So easy. Chinese is the easiest one, dude. In fact, get some Asian music in the background, too. Come on. What are we going to do? Shannon, you not have that ready to go. It'd be awesome if she just turns on, like, K-pop. you gotta do an actual. There we go.
I thought this was an Asian accent.
All right, right at the clock.
All right.
There's 3 seconds.
This isn't Chinese music.
This is why I wish
music.
I was more famous, because people know to listen to me. I wrote blogs about comedy. You mark random blogs about why censorship is wrong. And a side point, I hate that they didn't take my blog with Shane. I got him to say Hitler was a good man, and that clip didn't go viral. And I could have, but I didn't want to sell out Shane. One is they're just fake being offended. This is about pushing Marxism and socialism. And Andrew Yang, to Shane, you're walking into a trap. They're going to normalize cancel culture. They're going to normalize political correctness, and they're going to push their Marxist agenda. They think about it like religion, and they learned it in college, and it's in society. They're going to destroy all. So we lost with one joke, and we keep going back further to where we think Dave Chappelle was incredible and brave when it should have just been a great comedy special. Comedy is losing because of this bullshit and bitch people who won't fucking stand up for what's right.
Wow.
All right.
That was a good accent.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, and I'm sorry, you did lose points on my end for not saying Hitler.
Yeah, that's true. Could have easily said Hitler. And my production staff lost points on their end for not ending the round with a gong.
The Fuhrer never, you never disrespect the Fuhrer.
All right, 1 minute on the clock for Shane Gillis being fired from SNL in an Asian accent. To be honest with you, it doesn't have to be a great Asian accent because Mark's was
It's going to be a horrible one because I don't do accents that well either.
It's okay. We all, none of us do. All right, so.
Right, it's not like we're comedians or anything.
Right at the camera. New song, too. I like that, Shane. You gave him a little bit of a different feel.
Well, Shane, you know I like you.
Sorry, hold on. It was still at 53. 1 sec.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to deny you your full time, Tom.
It's true. Of course not.
Okay, go.
The clock was
off. The clock was also
at 53. Give you 5 extra seconds.
It was off for me, too.
Hold on.
Just start the fucking clock over. Hold on. Give the man his fucking due, Shannon.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
It was off for me, and I made it.
Are you sure you interviewed her for this job?
No, his was set to 53 on purpose because we stopped it when it was already 7 seconds in.
All right.
Okay. Well,
that makes no sense, but all right.
Oh, I love how he's throwing Shannon some shade.
Yeah, just because she
I'm
almost
still
fucked
not
you.
Going with you to the stand.
See, now you've ruined your chance for that date, Tom. She's
hey,
thinking
Shannon,
about...
that was a game.
I don't. Okay.
See,
that was part of the game. I was trying to pretend.
Got it. Okay. You're ready. Go.
Shane, you know I like you. You know I think you're a funny comedian. But you know what? What you said on that podcast was stupid. I mean, and SNL is a mainstream show. And these days, I mean, it's not just you got to be careful then, but cancel culture has been around for a while. Think about Lenny Bruce. Think about George Carlin. Lenny Bruce kept getting arrested for his stuff. George Carlin had to go to the Supreme Court numerous times. And it's not that you have to be a racist to go ahead and think that what Shane said was funny. It's just that every white supremacist, every sinophobe, every xenophobe thought that what Shane Gillis said on that podcast was funny. And I know when Lewis talked about how everybody says that in normal conversations, maybe everybody in your bubble, but not in my world. Sorry, not in Myers's world.
Well, they're washing dishes in your world.
You fucking chink.
All right, well, there we go. Tom Myers, the accent wasn't great. It was less good than Mark's, but Mark's was so bad that I almost feel like I can't discount yours because I feel like you didn't even try there. Let's go to our judges. What do you think?
Well, they got
to
do 30 seconds.
Oh, that's right. They got to rebut. I don't know how this works. All right, so look, you're not good at Asian accents.
I'll do Asian accents.
We're going to have you rebut, Mark, but we're going to have you go with a black accent. It can be any type of black
accent
that you want. Black accent, anything you want. You just got to sound like a black person. If we close our eyes, I want to feel like there's a black person right in front of me.
Okay?
Zach will get scared and leave the room.
I know, he will. So 30 seconds on the clock, using your black accent. Shane Gillis, you rebut him.
Oh, it started already. Okay, yes, basically, cancel culture has always been around, but we've never had corporations taking interest. And now with the internet, there's people that are slowly, the internet's now governing what's comedy. I fucking can't do a black accent, son of a bitch. And the clock started off early. Corporations are taking comedy and internet and culture, they're making it socially acceptable. So they're going to win this war. Fuck you, you Marxist bitch. You're a fucking chink.
Oh, shit. He called Tom Myers a chink right to his face. Wow. That was a good rebuttal. And it was, you did sound black to me.
Yeah. Tom's got to use a better racial slur here.
Yeah. Tom, this is it. This is for all the cookies, baby boy.
Okay, all the fortune cookies.
This is your spot at the stand tonight. Patrick, he just reconfirmed in the chat 100%. If Random wins right now, he takes your spot at the stand tonight. You'll be banned from the stand. Loser leaves town match forever.
You mean I won't have to come back here again?
You will never have to come back here again. This will be it. Tom's taking a shot at me now. I know he is.
I know. It's like I'm a comedian or something.
I know, it's crazy. So all right. So Tom, please let's go. 30 seconds on the clock. You got to use your black scent. Sound Random. Like a black person. Make me feel it. That's not racist. You can also live vicariously through a black person. Okay. Here, put some of this on your face and sound like a black person. Go.
I'm not putting on blackface.
Well, if you lose, you have to. That's the rule. But go. Anyway,
no, I'm not.
All right. Ready? Go.
So, Lewis, my friend, I know you like to say that in your world, everybody goes ahead and talks like that, but you know what? They don't. And I'm sick and tired of everybody complaining about how What I am, I'm sick of the hypocrisy of people who say, we're tired of having safe spaces in comedy. But people who say that, they're the ones who get in trouble for being offensive. So in effect, aren't they in fact creating safe spaces of their own?
All right, that's it. This is it. Random's putting his blackface on right now.
Nate's I have very, points. No, I'm...
Yeah, you can't touch anything. If
you
touch anything.
You leave it on your face. Just please clean your hands. You're going to make a mess.
I mean, I'm going to win. I don't have to put blackface on. I just did it for fun.
He just did it for the hell of it. I like it. I like your confidence.
I think it's settled. He wants to wear the blackface. I'll just go do the stand.
How about I do the stand in blackface?
I would love that. I think they would love that, to be honest. I think you should show up at the stand tonight in blackface. Louis. If you were a real ass dude, you would go sit right up front during Tom Myers' set tonight in blackface.
And just heckle him in.
Just talk loudly.
just bring Burger King into the fucking show.
No, I mean, do my act. Do 5 minutes on stage in blackface.
Run out of your bill and don't tip.
No, I'm talking about
ask him take a drink minimum just means you get two free drinks with your ticket.
Just take a phone call in the show.
It would be Random's most memorable performance ever.
It would.
No, that's coming in the future.
This is.
I wanted to do my act on stage in blackface.
I would love you to. I have no problem with it, dude. I believe that it's avant-garde. You know. All right, let's go to the judges here. Zach and Miko. This has been quite the debate. I mean, nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw it being as entertaining as it was.
I'm
very disappointed in both their black accents.
Yeah, their black accents sucked. You gotta be like, yo, what up, baby boy?
People tell me I sound black already, so I'm really trying to white it up. Kind of like what you do when you talk about Marilyn Manson, because you know you have white fans, but you grew up in the streets, so you try to hide that shit.
That's true.
What are you saying? He can't like Marilyn Manson?
No, I'm saying it's what you have to do, because when you have white fans, you have to fucking promote towards there, and you can't
pander.
Let
them, I pander a little bit, I admit.
And I watch you, and I'm like, okay, that's how what I have
white
to
power,
do.
White baby boys. You know, yes. You guys out there, all my white fans.
Yes.
You guys. Crushing it with your white skin. So Zach, what do we think here? The black accents suck. The accents altogether were terrible. I did not like the accents that they used.
I want to say Random, because at least he tried the Asian accent.
He did try, and tried the black accent too.
But I think Tom stuck to the debate a little better. I'm giving this round to Tom.
Wow. Tom Myers gets one vote from Zach and Miko.
I just want to interject. My points were very poignant in not only looking at the issue, but the issue at large and the future. And I feel like people miss it on the crazy. They don't see that what I'm saying actually makes sense and is factually proven, that it is just hidden Marxism. You don't care about offensive things. You're trying to push an agenda to censor comedy. So essentially,
Mark, I feel like you can get your face blacker.
Now, do I get to respond to that?
No, I'm just saying no one gives a fuck.
Kind of half-assed.
So, Mark, the idea was to go ahead and debate the subject.
That was a subject.
Which according to Zach, I successfully did, and which you were trying to go ahead and get laughs, which also you did not. So you just sucked at both.
Oh, shit. Mark, if you had full blackface, he wouldn't talk to you that way. I'm telling you right now, Tom
Mark, you look like
black
you got
people.
Bored putting on hobo makeup.
you got to laugh from me.
What do you think we're seeing here? Because they both made compelling arguments. Both these guys at the top of their game. Obviously, they came prepared. They knew that subject was coming up, so they both prepared for that one.
Right.
What do you think?
I think whether you agree with it or not, Tom did make a point with safe spaces. You know, like I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but he did have an argument, a more thought out argument. So I'll go with Tom.
Tom Myers getting two of the votes.
But Lewis's vote counts the most because he's the host.
My vote counts as double. So my vote counts as 8 points.
My argument was it's not settled. It's now being pushed forward because corporations are buying off these industries and the internet culture is more than...
Black boys.
The internet culture is more than...
When sexy.
The internet culture is more prevalent than ever. So that's slowly killing off comedy to where it's going to be obsolete. It's not just a back and forth.
Mark, I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance right now.
No, I'd rather just make the fucking point.
No, rap battle. Your point.
No, because 5 years from now, I'm not doing this to be some martyr. It's all in my blogs. I'm telling the truth, and everyone thinks I'm crazy. So I'm not doing this to be noble.
Why would anyone think you're crazy?
5 years from now, and I'm going to be able to use this just like to I told you so. Just like in the 2018 Legion of Skanks episode, I say comics cancel other comics, and everyone's like, he's fucking crazy, and then you found that out to be true. I give it 3 or 4 more years, and everyone's gonna be like, oh, Random was just telling the truth, but everyone thought I was crazy.
Look, I'm not going to make my vote count twice. The reality is
I will say that Random embodies the spirit of Gas Digital. Yeah, and no, what we're trying, what we're doing here.
And ultimately, comedy's not going to be canceled simply because of the fact that you guys are still doing what you're doing. With Shane Gillis being fired from Saturday Night Live, are you guys going to do anything different?
They're going to take them down eventually. When it becomes socially unacceptable, they're going to start taking them down, and then they're going to start doing the fucking extortion shit where they go after you, and then they're going to put false articles to where they are stigmatized, to where even the people that support them are going to be afraid to support them, and then they'll grow fewer in numbers. And if people like me don't fucking stand up against it, because all the legendary comedians are just fucking obsolete.
So you just proved my point. They're not going to change what they're doing.
No, I'm saying it.
Lewis and Zach, they're still going to do their. They're going to still be real ass on their real ass podcast.
They're still going to do their horse shit.
I feel like you're coming at me, Tom. He is coming at me. Give me the blackface. I'm going to put blackface on now because I need. No, I'm not really. Nate, don't shake your head. I've done blackface. I did it before. It was fucking cool.
It's not cool.
It's cool.
I don't want to lose the rental. I don't want us to lose.
We're not losing the rental. We're fine.
But we can't own them anymore. We just rent them.
How do we know that he's in blackface?
Just a quick joke. I said, what was your favorite era of the Shane Gillis? Was it the first few minutes or was it the fucking later hours?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I said that joke 3 days ago and people liked it.
I don't know what you mean.
I was just making a joke.
Yeah, it was quite the debate. I mean, look, Mark, I was rooting for you there at the end. I believe more in the point you were making.
It was more so... I don't give a fuck about the debate. It's 4 years from now. I want to be able to say I told you so. Because if people listen to me, like if I was a fucking legendary comic, everyone would be like, oh my God, he's right. And then the revolution would start and comedy would be saved. But no one gives a fuck what I say. They just think I'm crazy. So I'm only doing this for my pure ego and narcissism to say, I told you so.
So you have it down on record to let everyone know, like, I told you
yeah.
so. I get it.
Yeah.
Tom Myers, you won. You kept your spot at the stand. You won. Music
he tries. Thanks for the Helen Reddy.
Yeah, Tom, you did a great job here today. I feel like are you upset with us? I almost feel like you took some shots there at Gas Digital and at the Legion of Skanks guys at the end. Do you not believe in edgy comedy? You don't believe that people should be able to do that type of stuff?
Are you
of
sad?
Course I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Are I'm you sad? Sure. Did you not have a good time?
I will as soon as you leave.
Oh, all right.
You already won.
Tom, I mean, you're beating a man while he's down. I mean,
I'm not down, I'm up. Because it's not about ratings.
Just covering your shit.
It's about having a good time.
I won the popular vote even though I lost the Electoral College.
No, you won it all, baby boy. You win $50 in Gas Digital.
I'm
going
to go to McDonald's and get my ass kicked.
Random's got to go walk through the East Village in blackface now. It's also shoe polish. It doesn't come out.
Somebody's like, hey, where did you come from? What's the address? They're protesting tomorrow.
What podcast did you just do?
Listen to me. This has been quite the show. Let's get some plugs out of the way really quick, and we'll wrap this one up here. This has been a lot of fun. Tom Myers, what would you like to plug, my brother?
TomMyers.us. You can find my Facebook, Twitter, all my dates on there. I'll be at the stand in just a couple of hours. So
that's it. Come out and see Tommy Boy Myers.
If you're watching this on replay, tough shit. You missed me.
You fucked it up, guys.
Yep.
We'll be there tonight as well.
A new episode of Politipod drops on Wednesday morning. IPMNation.com/live2.
Love it. You should just say iTunes.
We can't afford iTunes.
Are you not on iTunes?
I don't believe so.
I mean, it's really easy to upload that podcast to iTunes, Tom. You just got to set up an RSS.
I'm a technological idiot.
Yeah.
I'm not as...
Can you say that in a Chinese accent?
He doesn't want to fuck with his career.
I could, but I probably won't.
Good, silly. It's fun, dude. It's hilarious. Who cares?
See, he doesn't want to fuck with his career. That's the bullshit I'm talking about.
I stand a better chance of making Saturday Night Live now, so please don't ruin this for me.
Right. He doesn't want protesters at Plaza Mexico.
That's true. Well, you do a Mexican accent.
Although
as an homage to your brothers at work.
Although I have already been come after by the Second Amendment community in Maryland, which is like six people. So
what's the Second Amendment community?
With a gun?
Just because of some jokes I made and some political positions I've taken.
Yeah, so you're very dangerous. You're a dangerous guy.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, if you look, guys, Tom Iyer is out there. Make sure you support him, even if you don't agree with him politically. I know that he is a lightning rod for controversy, and that a lot of the times you guys will disagree with him politically. But support this guy. He's a fucking murderer. He's very successful. He dresses the fucking part. Very happy to have you back, Tom.
Thanks for having me on.
Mark Random.
Yes. All right. So I want to apologize to my fans. I feel like I was too aggressive and I didn't lean into the Joker smile. That was just the eh. But I just finally put out the documentary. It was filmed and edited in September, and we held on to it, and I was just like, oh, fuck it. It makes decent points. It's comedic. I go around interviewing people in the streets asking about political correctness and comedy and where comedy's going, and then I realized that I'm gonna put out a comedy album. It's gonna be an EP, like 25, 30 minutes, because I realized that I'm a little much to listen to, so I'm gonna do a small EP, and then I had this issue with the sound was fucked up on my first comedy album, and then I thought, like, oh no, I'm fucked up. And then Bill Burr
Mark, bring it back. Bill Burr. It's plugs.
Bill Burr said the same thing happened to his album. So
website.
I'm in good company.
That's it.
And look, you gotta give it to Tom. He's a pro with the plugs.
I said my album, my documentary to my fans. If you want to book me on your podcast, I'd be more than welcome.
Book Mark Random. Tom.
Even though when people see his name on a bill, they get the same sense of fear that hotel workers have whenever they see Jim Cantore check in.
Fear sells. People watch the media.
Jim Cantore.
Fear sells.
Jim Cantore.
C-O-N-T-O-R-E.
He is an American meteorologist. He's best known for his on-air personality on the Weather Channel. It's the weather guy.
Well, but he goes to scenes of natural disasters, like when hurricanes and tornadoes are coming.
Right.
You have the comic delivery of a fucking vacuum cleaner salesman. Like, this
you
would have
crushed
like,
it.
This
you
is buy, honest,
Mark, you would have crushed it if you didn't say delivery.
I don't give a fuck.
You said delivery, and that was the only... Because you delivered that...
No, the one
you delivered that line.
The
poorly.
One thing I did want to say...
The blackface works. Thanks for those big words now.
The one thing I wanted to
say. Thanks for
disproving
your point, Mark.
Yeah, he just has this, like, tenseness about him where it's uncomfortable watching him. I know I'm fucking crazy, but at least I have, like, a little loose energy where it could go anywhere. Like, it's tense watching you do stand-up, so just loosen up. Like, just chill. Like, you're very poignant and very, like, just chill, relax.
Yeah, I'm not chill right now.
All right, good plugs.
No, I'm saying just your comedy in general.
Yeah, I'm not chill right now.
All right, Zach Amico, what do you got to plug, brother?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics sitting down watching horror movies.
Mike Racine.
Check out my podcast, The Sit Down, and on October 13th, I'll be at the Cellar Door in Frederick, Maryland, and then on October 24th, I'll be at the Punchline in Philly.
All right. I got a couple of live dates coming up. October 3rd through 5th, Orlando with Big J Okerson at the Orlando Improv. I'll be the 7th through 9th in Los Angeles. Got a couple gigs. Me and Michael Bisping doing Kill Tony on the 7th, if you guys are going to be in the area. Come support that. I think me and Metzger are actually going to be running our show as well at the Comedy Store somewhere else. We have to try to set that show up. But look out for that. I'll post it to Twitter. Also, I will be November 6th through 9th, Uncle Vinny's Down the Shore. Pleasant Point, New Jersey. So grab your tickets for that now. Check out all the other podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Obviously, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and all the other incredible shows. Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is Ding, and many more. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to everything. Everything on demand, 5 days before it goes to iTunes or anywhere else. If you miss these live shows, the live shows are always free, but you can get pre-release on the episodes, uncensored and ad-free. So support that. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking and positive review. One reviewer every month I give a free piece of merch to. Okay, you don't even have to comment and debate in blackface. You can just come and fucking leave a review and possibly win some merch. And also go to podcastmerch.com for all of the latest Real Ass Podcast merchandise. New t-shirts coming out for Halloween right now. New Legion of Skank shirts as well. So go check out podcastmerch.com. And thanks for supporting the show. We will check you on Wednesday.
Hey, Mark. Caitlin Rupert says you're a bitch ass hoe.
Oh shit.
What does she say? All female comics are fucking going
Hold
to
on.
Be socialists.
Turn the music off.
All
like
liberal
it.
Comics are going to. You think I give a fuck what a woman says? You couldn't even impress Shannon.
Apparently
and
you
I was
do.
Feeding you lines.
Apparently you do. You just responded.
Well, I just want to say, I'm sorry, everyone. I fucked this one up. I was too serious and trying to be poignant. I should have just been more relaxed. I know I fucked this one up, but women ain't shit.
Yeah, just this one.
No, my other one was pretty funny.
Guys, save it for the next debate off.
All right, guys, that's it. These guys, nothing has been solved. I thought these guys were going to be closer friends at the end of this. You know,
I love Tom Myers.
There's still a little bit. I feel the tension in the air.
No, I love him.
I hope, Mark, I hope you show up to support Tom tonight during his set. That'd be really fun. I think that he'd appreciate that as well.
I didn't win the money, so. Dude, do you do blow? Do you take pills? Like, if you get me in the show, I'll give you Klonopin.
I don't anymore. No. I'm completely sober now.
Oh, all right.
It's because you had a problem?
Mainly with alcohol.
Mark, if you were funny, you would slip him a Klonopin.
Dude, right here.
You drug him without his knowledge, is what I'm saying.
Is it, like, will I get in trouble if I fucking do, like, sniff a line right here?
No, I'm not going to get you in trouble. I mean...
All right, then never mind.
Sure, gubernatorial candidate.
The camera was a fucking... The Larry Sharp
is about to walk in on us doing lines with the guy in blackface.
All right, it was a joke. I was playing a character. You know I'm all kooky and crazy.
Mark, the cameras aren't on. No one will catch you.
Random.
Mark, the cameras aren't on.
Remember the name
Random.
I know you're trying to do that passive-aggressively because you learned that from your mom. But be direct with your insults. I love you, Tom. I had a great time. I should have been more jokey. I tried to make points.
You just offered one of the judges Klonopin.
Yeah, if you would have given me Klonopin, I would have just said yes every round.
Nah, like my other Randoms World one was better. This one, I think I made points, but I was trying to joke around. Like, I was too serious in this one. Oh, well.
All right, final closing thoughts. What do you guys think of each other? That's it. Be honest about this now.
I love Tom. I think, honestly, like I said, I think he's a good comedian. I think the only issue is he kind of just is too stiff and uncomfortable on stage.
Look him in the eyes.
But
come on, Tom.
I think you're great. You are the king. I didn't realize why people called you the king, but now I realized you hold yourself to a certain standard. You're very professional. And I'm serious. You will make it in this business. The business is based on, like, mediocrity inside the box, and I think you will be really successful. I will die out in a gutter somewhere or fucking go on a, like, whatever spree. No, it's serious. Comedy is fucking mediocrity. Like, you didn't do the Chinese accent. You didn't do the black accent. You'll get on Saturday Night Live. You'll make millions of dollars. And you'll be famous.
I honestly, mark those words here.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars. I see it in his future. I will see him on SNL. Final thoughts, Mark. How do you feel about Mark? How do you feel about this whole experience?
Dude, how high are you? You've been saying Mark, like, when you meant Shannon and then when you meant his name.
I'm so sorry. Random.
It's all good.
I think it was really nice when Mark said that I would make millions of dollars.
That's a nice thing to say.
Because that's all
about
you
Mark.
Care about, you Schindler's List, Swindler's List.
That might be the name of the podcast episode, Schindler's List, Swindler's List. This has been a great one, guys. I really appreciate everyone being here. I appreciate all the people in the live chat watching. Over 700 people watching live. You guys are very popular on Real Ass Podcast this week. We're back Wednesday. Anthony Cumian, studio. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll check you guys then. Thanks for listening. Peace.
It's Rant.
That's all, folks.